This podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy. The Academy holds a number of courses specifically designed to help marketers and marketing professionals skill up and demonstrate their worth to either their clients or their employers. You can find out more at marketingdevelopment.academy.
And so, you know, a funnel can take a few days to build if you're doing it from scratch.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am joined by the awesome Matt Davies from Funnel Packs. We talk about marketing funnels, we talk about why they are important for your business and the businesses of your clients, and then we talk about how Funnel Packs can help you out. So let's dive straight in. Welcome to the Marketing Development Podcast, and you are joining me, Pete Everett, with my guest this week and one of the most popular men in any of the Facebook groups over the last 3.5 weeks, Mr. Matt Davies. How are you doing, Matt?
Hello, mate. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Do you just like see Facebook groups now? Is that how life works?
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever been tagged so much on Facebook than the last sort of few weeks. It's definitely, like you say, trying to create a zen moment where you're looking at Facebook and not having it take up your entire day, where you're responding to things and putting in funny gifs. I mean, I'm a jovial person, so I'm always going to try and put something funny in where I can. But yeah, the last few weeks have been crazy.
I'm a little like that as well. You know what? If you can make a bit of humor in a situation, why not? You know. Matt is an agency owner from the UK, and he is the founder of a product called Funnel Packs, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So, Matt, do you want to give the girls and boys at home a brief intro about who you are and what you do?
Sure, yeah. So my name's Matt. I live in the south coast of the UK in a moderately sunny place called Chichester. I've been an agency owner since 2006. I've been involved in web design and marketing pretty much since the late 90s when I first dabbled with websites and looking at GeoCities and things like that, you know, back in the day when the internet was a case of sort of logging on and every other website you went to on these places were full of those glittery sparkled nonsense that you used to see on MySpace.
I might have to find like a dial-up sound to play intermittently through this podcast.
I do miss the sound of a good modem. The modem sound was beautiful when it was connecting. I've been involved, say, mainly websites for the start of it. So I sort of learned HTML and CSS and made a first website in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And that was all part-time, you know, around sort of college, university studies, and basically, you know, part-time work, and you do it in the evenings and weekends, much like some people do now. And I found WordPress in 2003, just after it forked away from the B2 platform. So I've literally used it since it came out. And it's changed massively over the years, as obviously you're aware. it's a really different tool now. And then I formed my agency in 2006. I basically was working as a web designer the year before for another company in a different industry. They made me redundant because they didn't have enough work coming in. So I was like, well, I'll start my own thing. And pretty much since 2006, I've carried out web design and a lot of marketing activities as well. So things like SEO, PPC, marketing funnels, pretty much any marketing activity you could think of, I'm either good at or have tried and stopped doing
it. So it's interesting that pure geeks. So we were at Agency Transformation Live a few weeks ago, and it was awesome. But there was one moment where I was sitting with some of the guys. Dave Foy was there, who is a mutual friend of ours. And we sort of sat back, and Dave and I were sitting on this, we're having a meal together. We were sitting on this like booth thing together. And we sort of looked at each other, nudged each other and said, we can't believe that this is happening quite right now. We couldn't have made this up. And then there was this dawning realization that actually what was being talked around the table, we were all having a great laugh. But anybody overhearing it would think we were complete geeks. it just wasn't really, you know, if my wife had been there, she would have just been looking at me and shaking her head as if, you saddo, what the hell are you talking about? But you know, you've just aged yourself by the release date of WordPress.
Sorry.
I remember the early phases of WordPress where it was a blogging platform. And if you wanted it to be anything other than a blog, you technically had to break it in order to display a static page. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, when I very first used it, I've always been a lover of caffeine, as I know you are yourself. And, I had a domain that had Red Bull in it. It was kind of a funny domain. It was nothing really related to the brand Red Bull. This isn't a sponsorship. As far as I'm aware.
Other energy drinks are available.
Yeah. But I had that in my domain. I had that for a couple of years. And I ran purely a blog on it. But you were right. Whenever you wanted to do a static page, it was a case of almost breaking the system away from, you know, your front page, which was your posts. Just to get some static content. And yeah, I mean, I actually had Red Bull contact me after a couple of years and ask for the domain, which I sold to them. So
that was very generous of you. How sporting.
They covered the registration fees. I was sort of cheeky and thought, well, I'm not going to give it away because I have paid for it for a couple of years. So just said, you know, here's some money. And there we go. So I got paid by Red Bull. I should probably put that logo on my website.
You should do. Yeah, absolutely. you work for Red Bull. Maybe in an uncommissioned kind of way, but yeah, you did. Yeah. So, what you've recently launched is a product called Funnel Packs, which is essentially a platform that sells pre-made funnels into WordPress themes or into WordPress builders. And you provide kind of the end-to-end solution. So before we kind of get into what that is and how it works and why people should think about it, I'm aware that there's a number of people that listen to the podcast that have probably heard the word marketing funnel, and they've probably seen that kind of V-shaped upside-down triangular graphic in PowerPoint presentations from time to time. But what is a funnel, and why is it important to marketing?
Well, the simplest way we can look at a funnel is essentially looking at, say, an awareness scale of someone who has a problem. So if we imagine that we have someone who might have an issue, let's say, for example, they have a problem at home, then maybe they're not aware that they have a leak from the pipes in their house. Mm. Then they become aware of the leak in the pipes in the house, and obviously they know they have a problem. They're going to now find a solution, which would be obviously a plumber to come over and fix that leak. And then that's the end result, as in that problem has been resolved. And that kind of happens in business as well. So we might have, say, someone who wants to run some SEO on their website. They realize they're not making sales. Their problem is maybe that their website's underperforming. They'll come mm-hmm. to someone like yourself for SEO. You'll offer them a proposal. So you've given them a solution. They've accepted the solution. They take on the solution. You boost their website and they make more sales. So really the simplest way of looking at a funnel, as I like to say, is the awareness cycle. But the very basic principle is that you're taking a lead. So someone who has come to your website, mm-hmm. they're taking a step of actions to follow through a process, which is your funnel. And that's essentially you educating the lead, nurturing the lead over a series of perhaps emails. And then at the end point, you want them to take an action. So that action could be to buy a product or service. It could be to give you a call, so make an inquiry on the telephone, or it could be simply to send you an email. But we're gently taking them along a step of actions to get to an end result. As funnels aren't about spam. There's you know, it's not like when we see in our emails every day we get spam from all sorts of companies. Funnels are a genuine process where you're essentially educating leads and nurturing them to an end result that you'd like them to take.
So I mean, that's far more succinct than anything I could have said. So thank you for that. And we have set funnels up for customers, and we run some funnels for some of the stuff that we do through the podcast and through the agency. And they are it's a great automated way of having basically leads coming in, even if people don't actually convert at the other end. You know, there's you can then use re-engagement campaigns, you can follow them up with a different product. One of the biggest challenges I've found when setting up funnels is that they're, you know, when you have the key product at the end, it's relatively simple to set a funnel up for that. And then all of a sudden you think, right, I should really offer like an upsell or a downsell here. And then all of a sudden you end up with this sort of matrix of products that now it seems like hard work.
No, you're 100% right. I mean, when you look at something like that, I mean, just the very basics of a funnel that scare a lot of people off is that you need to spend time doing this. So the people who are listening to your podcast, but I presume most of these are business owners in sort of the marketing sphere. Mm-hmm. So everyone listening to this, you're going to know, you can raise your hand if you like. If you're in a car, please don't keep your hands on the wheel. But if you're listening to this right now, one of the things that you have the least of in your life is time. Whether you are spending that on client projects, whether you're spending that on your own website or projects, I can guarantee it's a lot less than client projects because we don't value our own stuff as much. Whether you're spending time with your family, that time limitation is something that really puts you off. And so, you know, a funnel can take a few days to build if you're doing it from scratch. You've got to research, you've got to build all the content. You've obviously got to know what your end result is. Like you say, so if you're selling one product, what are you going to offer them if they don't want your product or service? Like you say, maybe you've got an upsell, maybe you've got a downsell. There's a lot of things that you need to plan out. And so if you don't have a core strategy when you start, either you're not going to even bother because you don't want to take the action, or you're going to spend far too long on it, and therefore you're going to waste time, and that's not something you want to do in your business.
No, that's dead true. And I think, you know, an episode with Jimmy Rose went live earlier this week, which was all to do with business automation or automating business processes. And his point is that you can't look at business automation. It's the same with funnels. You can't look at them as a quick fix that I'm going to do something and half an hour later, leads are just going to start pouring in. Instead, they are, over the period of, let's say, a year, you do become, Jamie Rose calls it time positive, but actually there's a groundswell of work you've got to put in first, and you've got to commit to that in order to get to that point of being time positive. And I know that that's basically where your product sits, isn't it? It's to make that journey a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I run it with my girlfriend Mel. She's sort of the co-founder. So it's Mel and Matt, so two M's if you like. We would put M&Ms, but I think we might get sued for that. So, but let's just say, I mean, basically, the reason the product exists is to take out that time issue that I just mentioned. So we want to take away the fact that people have to worry about time in setting something up. They have to worry about taking time away from client work or from their family or for their own business. You know, your own business website is often the most neglected part of your business. Whether you're a web designer or a marketer, your website nearly always will be the most neglected part of your business. And so we want to help people to set up processes in their business, which is what a funnel is. You're exactly right. It's a process in your business, and to start generating leads. So the main reason it exists is because of the feast famine cycle. So when we look at the feast famine cycle, the way you describe that is, let's imagine month one, you're going out, you're reaching out to leads and prospects, and you're generating sales, you've got contracts in place. Month two, you spend doing that work. So you're out, you might be doing SEO work or PPC or Facebook ads, video marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, whatever you might be doing. You're doing that work for your clients. Month three, after you've generated revenue and completed those projects, you might now be looking for new clients again. But because you've just spent month one and two bringing in clients and month two doing work, you're in a position where you don't have any leads. And this is kind of our core goal. We want to get people away from the feast and famine cycle because it's a really big stress to people when they're struggling and they're desperate to take on work, and they often will take in clients that they really wouldn't normally take on.
So you're dead right, and that's you know, we work with a lot of businesses in a lot of different sectors, and they nearly all say that they have flows, that their work throughout the year ebbs and flows, and certain times of year, you know, Christmas, Easter, whatever, they can put it to something that's seasonal. But actually, unless they have a dedicated team that is constantly selling, every business will suffer from an element of the feast or famine cycle. Some may not call it that simply because the famine isn't quite as famineous. Is that a word? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
this sort of product does answer that in a really cool way, and it is built essentially for marketing agencies and for even freelancers and marketing consultants, anybody that operates within the digital space.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, our main goal was to cover digital agencies, so anything from sort of web to marketing. If you offer a digital service, we've either got a funnel pack ready or it's in process. So I mean, in so far, we've got the web design, website audits, care plans, and we're just about, at the time of speaking to you, going to be releasing an SEO funnel pack. That's in a couple of days or so. As I say, that's what we've got coming up, and then we've got pretty much every sort of service available after that. And we've also got already about 5 or 6 requests from some initial customers, which are really, really interesting ideas for us that we're looking to explore and see if we can add those in as well. So I would imagine by the time we finish, we'll have around 20 to 25 different funnel packs people can choose from.
Now, that's awesome. So we actually, it has dawned on me that until you said the two words next to each other, funnel and packs, we haven't actually mentioned the name of what your your product is. So it is called Funnel Packs, and it's available at funnelpacks.co, and there will be a link in the show notes. So whatever episode this is, it'll be peteeverett.com/ whatever the show number is. So that's, you know, there'll be links straight through. And the idea here is that you will provide the resources that you need for anybody to set up a funnel. There's all the tuition in there, but to set up a funnel in WordPress using the main page builders, so Beaver Builder, Elementor. You've even got Divi in there as well.
Yeah, we are just finishing the work on Divi right now. I finished the Divi templates at the weekend. I tell you, this is probably the first time I've worked weekends in about 10 years running this. it's because it's such an enjoyable thing for me to be able to help other agency owners and marketers and web designers and so on. I mean, the amount of feedback we've had in the last few weeks, it's blown me away massively, and genuinely enjoying helping people. So I've actually, you know, trundled down to the office working from home. I've wandered down. We have a 3-story townhouse, so our living room's on the middle floor, right. Bedroom's on the top floor, and the office is downstairs. It's kind of like a garden / fourth bedroom, you know, the kind of rooms you get. So we have the office down here, and I at the weekend, I tell you, it takes a lot to get me to go down to the office on a weekend. So more than happy to sort of come down and do what needs to be done. So we got the Divi templates done. The one thing that I am doing probably after we finish talking today, as my voice has come back now, I had quite a sore throat at the start of the week, but I'm going to be recording some videos for Divi, just the tutorials. So we do Elementor and Beaver Builder. Divi is just about, by the time someone listens to this, Divi should be available. When we cover all the templates. You've got a landing page template, you've got a thank you page template, there's a little pop-up template as well, because when we have a landing page, we don't want someone to see an email form straight away. We want them to take a positive action to open up that email form, because email forms are distracting and scary for people. They don't want to put their name and email address in. They sometimes go, oh no, I'm going to get spammed. It's kind of it's in our minds now because of how the internet's gone over the last decade. So we hide it behind something that needs a positive, successful action forwards, and we're encouraging that person to keep taking small steps throughout. You get a welcome email. There's a five email plus nurture series, depending on how many points there are in each lead magnet. So that's professionally written. You get that as well. That's in Google Slides, brilliantly. I tell you, we spent a week looking for a free tool that you could make essentially a PDF from. And be able to move and drag and change all the colors of the elements and the content.
Right.
Google Slides works amazingly well for this. So we have Google Slides, we've got Adobe Illustrator and Adobe InDesign files. As I say, the welcome email, the nurture emails, call to action email. For some of them, there'll be a sales email as well, because we might recommend you sell a productized service.
Yep.
So for example, the website audit funnel pack, we recommend that you sell a paid website audit rather than the free website audit. If anyone's listening who does free website audits now, and you do these maybe via cold email, or you've got a page on your website and you just let someone put in their name, email address and website address, stop and think about what you're doing. Because if you look at the time you're spending on this, especially if you're doing this via cold email, there's better ways that you can do it. And people will pay you for an audit if you've nurtured them first and they understand what the process is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think this is where you've really hit the nail on the head with what you've produced. Because we start the same discussion when we're talking with new clients about SEO, which is, you know, people get so locked on to what it is they think they should be doing, that actually they don't really think about the rest of their business around them. And, you know, I've listened to a number of podcasts that you've been on. We've been messaging each other on Facebook for a few weeks. I you know, did invest in funnel packs myself, and I took out the founder member pack, you know, partly to support what you're doing, but also, you know, to get access to this great amount of content and information and stuff, basically. But what's happened in the groups particularly, I've noticed, is that people have actually started talking more about their businesses and how do you productize this, and gee, I've been giving that away for years, kind of thing. I can't sell that. But they're actually starting to take a step back and think about the value that they are projecting to their essentially cold leads, and putting some kind of value on that. And really, that is only a good thing. It's like a win-win-win scenario, really, in my book anyway.
Oh, it is. And just to add, don't forget your Founders T-shirt as well that you you proudly posted a picture of.
I did, yes. I received my Founders T-shirt yesterday, and it was a joyous moment with the bathroom fitter.
I have mine on as well last night. Unfortunately, I watched it during the football when I got a bit excited whilst I had some food with me. We had some sort of chicken strips last night at the Mel Maid. So I managed to get ketchup all down mine.
So you mean you turned it red for Liverpool? That's what you actually mean.
Yeah, no, I did. I mean, I think we scored a fourth goal against Barcelona, which, again, a dream come true. But we scored a fourth goal. Nuggets went up in the air, let's just say. it was just a lovely colour explosion. So yeah, that went into the
Am I going to have to put an explicit label on this podcast for nuggets went up in the air? Great. So oh dear.
Okay, so I mean with regards though to sort of funnel packs, I mean, as I say, we do have a number of sort of founder members, and just to explain the founder member, we have a launch offer that's available till the end of May, and that's essentially so someone can get 10 funnel packs of their choice. So that's of the ones that we've got released so far, or of the ones that are to come. And so we basically done like the low kind of a low price for all of them. They're normally priced at $97 each. We've done a lower price of $697, gets you 10 funnel packs. You get a free founders t-shirt. You get 10% off all future purchases of anything else we release with funnel packs. So there'll be some cool stuff coming in the future. I can't even say some of the stuff yet, which I've just started talking about in the group, but that is coming soon. There's loads and loads of things we're going to do. And you also get to help shape our launch schedule as well. So the launch schedule we've got, which will be going up on our website this week based on everything everyone submitted so far, is predominantly set by our founders. So whatever they want the most is what we're going to release first, because essentially we want to get into people's hands what they actually need for their businesses right now.
You're a proper democracy. That's what I like to see. None of this Brexit rubbish.
Oh, don't get me started on that. We'll have a whole other podcast.
But no, you. It really is. It's not quite a done for you kit, but it's a kit that shows you how to do it and actually, you know, gives you all the content to put in, and you can brand it yourself and maybe just tweak it a little so it sounds like it's coming from you, and that's the way it goes. And what I mean, you haven't launched the courses one yet, which of course was a thorn in my side right from the very get-go. But what you did do, well, I was kind of slightly cunning in that when you launched the website audits funnel pack, a lot of that revolved around SEO, and as somebody with an SEO course, I was able to then take that, lift that just in a Word or whatever, and then I could edit it myself and basically build a slightly different version of the same funnel based around the content that you'd given. So it was, you know, the amount of time that was saved in that, which I know is bringing us back around to where you started with this, it was just unreal. Within sort of a couple of hours, I had an end-to-end funnel working, and it's sort of trickling out. Now, one of the criticisms that I often get, or criticisms may be the wrong word, one of the pain points I often get with talking about SEO in particular is that people think that the software has to be expensive. So obviously this is based in WordPress, but there are some other bits that you're going to need as well, aren't there? So email delivery, that kind of thing. You know, what would your sort of reaction be to that about, oh, well, running a funnel is an expensive thing to do?
Well, I mean, I'm aware that if you want to go crazy with funnels, there are third-party solutions out there. There's some that cost, you know, $200, $300, $500 a month.
So I won't mention ClickFunnels if you want.
Yeah, you don't actually need them. And so that's the thing. Like, you have all of the tools available. So with WordPress, obviously, WordPress is free. We are using the premium version of Elementor and Beaver Builder. Obviously, Divi is a paid page builder. Mm-hmm. We're using the paid, but now you can use Elementor free and Beaver Builder free. The reason we use the paid version is because we're talking with digital agencies, marketing professionals, freelancers. The majority of these people are going to have a pro version of one of these.
Yeah.
If they're building websites or doing marketing and using WordPress, I mean, that's a given. If someone doesn't, I have an alternative available where they can completely use a free version. They will need to use a bit of HTML code from their email provider, which I'll come onto in just a second. Mm-hmm. But they can do it completely free without any kind of paid page builder. And moving on from there, the only other thing you need really is an email marketing provider. So we're talking MailChimp, MailerLite, ConvertKit, Drip, ActiveCampaign, and so on from there. So again, we focused our main tutorials on the two free ones that are, you know, probably best for automation, which is MailerLite and MailChimp. Mm-hmm. My personal preference is that MailChimp should never be used by anyone. But that's just because I think it's at such a basic level that all of the other ones either do automation better or do automation faster. And so the main thing in my business is, what can I do the fastest? You know, how can I get this done the quickest? How can I automate it the best? How can I ensure that I'm not doing this over and over and over again? And MailChimp, it's okay. I like MailerLite. I mean, we personally use ConvertKit right now. We do that because our website runs using Access Ally, which is a membership system.
Yep.
And that basically links in with your CRM or your email marketing system using tags. Yep. So if someone buys a funnel pack, they get tagged in ConvertKit. That sends it into WordPress and so on. That also works with ActiveCampaign. Now, my absolute favorite is ActiveCampaign because of the great CRM features. And I use that with my agency, although I haven't done any agency work for a couple of months because I've purely been focusing on what we're doing right now.
But if you had something else on?
Yeah, no, we just spent sort of, you know, 5 minutes doing some funnel packs. No, it's...
You can tell. It looks completely cobbled together.
Thanks, Wade. No, I mean, I say literally from the 28th of February till the 16th of April when we first launched, it was purely full time on that. I mean, I still have a care plan clients for our business. So for anyone who perhaps doesn't do web agency stuff, that's people who've got a website through us who we support on a monthly basis with like a maintenance plan. So we still have those. So that helps us to sort of keep things sticking over. But I mean, I've spent 13 years plus doing agency work. So I have so much knowledge that I want to be able to put into everything we're doing and to share it with people. And as I said, the feedback we've had is so good. Every day there's been at least one person sending a message. And in particular, I mean, on the other podcast, and I know we're more jovial here, but I mean, I shared a story which will be in a blog post soon enough. I don't want to go too much into it because it does upset me. My grandmother passed away from motor neurone disease in 2008, which led to me being in a quite bad area of depression. Really struggling with feast of famine as well, because it had a massive effect on my business. I came out of that in 2013, thankfully on the good side of depression. But as I say, that's something that's really, really key to our hearts. We want to be able to help every agency owner, marketing professional, whatever you're doing for your clients. If you fit into our sort of circle of what we're doing, we want to be able to give you processes that help your business, keep you well away from feast and famine or whatever you might call it, sales roller coaster, however you want to look at it. But most importantly, we want to be able to give you something that helps you to improve your mental health, because that's literally our biggest goal, is to try and make some kind of impact on that in the world.
You know, and I think that's, we all have, there's two sides to this. The first is that we all have this stuff that goes on alongside us. And I saw your podcast, and it's a really inspirational story. And I didn't want to make you cry on a podcast, which is why I kind of didn't mention it. But we all have this stuff that we go through. Look, at the end of the day, we're all human, and some of the stuff, some people, it's family bereavement, like yourself, that gets you down. Other people, I don't know, it's stuff to do with work, it's stuff to do with previous employers, it's, I don't know, kids. It can be a whole load of different things. But the we've all gone on this journey into sort of employment, self-employment, in order to give ourselves a better life. And the having something in place that does deliver that, those leads on a consistent basis, and it is going to take a bit of time to set up, even with funnel packs, but for that consistency to come through, once you get there, you're in a far better place than if the you know what does hit the fan, then actually you've got something that's reliable that you can fall back on should you need to. It just takes care of itself. I think from anybody going into business, particularly if you're self-employed and you're worried about where the next lot of money is coming from, having that steady flow of leads really does just sort of level out, flatline the stress when it comes to actually where's my next piece of work coming from.
That does 100% me. I mean, just to add to that as well, with regards to funnel packs, we have two people who've tested to prove our theory, because our main selling point is that we sell pre-built marketing funnels with everything you need to set up your funnel in less than an hour. Now, we do have two users who have viciously battled each other. I'm going to name them, the Lorraine and Kyle. Kyle made a video showing that he could set it up in 27 minutes, and Lorraine said she did it in 25, but Kyle is lambasting her because there is no video to prove it. But the point is that those two have set it up in under half an hour. I mean, if you just take everything as we've given you, which is perfectly good for your clients, it's in UK and US English, you can get it done in less than half an hour. So literally during a lunch break, you can have a funnel live on your website. Once it's live, and this is how I recommend people do it first of all, you need to take action. Like, as we all know, whatever we're doing, we're talking to our clients or to ourselves, and sometimes we need to give ourselves a pep talk. We need to take action. So getting it live on the website is the first step. Then go and make some edits. Go and tweak it. Go and change the colors. Change it to your branding. Do what you need to do. That'll take you another 2 hours or so, maybe. Maybe an hour. It depends sort of your level at the different, you know, your level of ability at the different steps. But the point is, you can get it live in less than an hour, and you can spend another hour or two editing it, and now you've got something that will start bringing in leads for you. I mean, that's a really cool system to have on your business.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, and this is a complete sideline, which you couldn't hang your business off it, so don't take it as business advice from me to you.
Okay.
But the thing that struck me, so we've been doing some things with we've been putting some packs together, one for the SEO course, one for something else, and we've used your thing as a template. Now, one of the things, it was actually the part of the course sales page. Okay. I wasn't happy with the way it looked. So what I was able to do was I was able to take some of the stuff from funnel packs and actually just drop it into a blank Beaver Builder. We use Beaver Builder, so it was the Beaver Builder template.
Yeah.
Drop that in, basically unbranded. And then, you know, thinking of people that are starting out that maybe don't have branding, it gave me a live web page that I could then design. Part of the problem that people have with creating their sort of initial brand is that they can't really see it at the other end, if you know what I mean. They're sort of playing around with it. They try this, they try that, and never really 100% happy with it. And the thing I could do was just create a blank page. I've already got a web page. I've already got all the bits that I need. Now it's just about making them look good. Rather than making this little bit look good, now I move on to the next bit. Oh, right, crap, that's got to work with the bit that's above it and the bit that's coming. Oh, no, where do I go? So, as I say, you couldn't hang your business on that. But it does. It's kind of a sort of byproduct of having all this stuff just readily available. It just helps you see the entire thing. And then, as you say, you can tweak it and massage it and make it look the way you want.
That's really cool to hear. I mean, there's been a few people actually in the last couple of weeks who've come back and kind of used things in not the way we originally thought, but got results. I mean, I'll give you an example. Another guy, he messaged me, would have been end of last week, and he uses the WordPress Care Plans funnel pack. So that's to help his agency or his marketing company to sell maintenance plans for their web design clients. Mm-hmm. And also for people who aren't the web design clients, but you've got to be clever with that because you want to do an audit on the website before you take it on, because no one likes to take anything on that they haven't seen before.
Yep.
But anyway, he designed a website for a client a few months ago, and they declined a care plan. So he took the lead magnet, the PDF document that we provide, emailed it to them, and they signed up for a care plan within a day.
There you go.
It was pretty cool. It's thinking outside the box. We're giving you content. There's loads of cool ways you can use it. I mean, one of the things I wanted to do, but obviously this makes zero sense from a duplicate content perspective, was to give people blog posts. But you can't, because obviously the first person who posts that is gonna be the winner as such. And obviously, you know, everyone else is going to end up in Google's eyes as being sort of duplicate content. So it's not really a very smart plan.
Well, we're going a bit more into how we're personally using this now.
Yeah.
But just to go a little bit. So that I took I Right. I have two parts of my list. So I have people that I have run marketing to, specifically for the marketing course, the SEO course, and they are going through a sequence of nurturing emails that were written before funnel packs existed as part of what my marketing was for the course. I then have a second part of my list, which are people that signed up to a keyword mapping template, which I had created in 2017, and it's on a blog post. And in the last month or so, that blog post has become the top result in Google and has overtaken Moz, so it's got the featured snippet and this, that, and the other. Awesome. So that is... I wasn't tracking this thing, this particular keyword at all. It just so happened there was like, when I say a spike in my ConvertKit signups, it was like, you know, like astronomic. So, you know, when you see an increase in signups on a particular form by like 700%, you know, something's going on. So I went and found it. So what I've done is I've taken your website audit funnel pack. And as I say, I've converted it into something to the course. But I didn't use the lead magnet because what I've done is I've tied it into everybody that's signing up for that keyword mapping template. So my lead magnet's actually an Excel sheet, which, you know, Mr. Foy's a great friend of both of ours. So he goes all in on how your sales page needs to be right. Well, this is actually a blog post with a button on it that launches a pop-up with the email form in. And it's already there. It's existing. It's getting organic traffic. So I've just hooked it into that, and I've used your funnel pack. So I've got the sales page already, I've got the lead magnet already, and the funnel pack simply, a tweaked version of the funnel pack, simply connects the two together. And that's as easy as it needed to be.
That's awesome. That is a lovely example for anyone listening of a content upgrade and a nurturing sequence to follow.
There you go.
Beautiful.
It almost makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I am firmly of the opinion, though, that if we're creating blog content, there needs to be an end result for that content. I mean, a lot of people will write blog posts just for the sake of it. You know, here's some knowledge and things. That's great. But at the end of the day, people reading that content, you need to get them to take a step further to sort of buy into what you're doing. And obviously a content upgrade is one of the easiest ways to do that. It's like, here's some great content for you. Here's the thing that makes it quicker. Or here's the thing that does it faster. Or here, you know, it's simple little extra guides.
Yeah.
And I love that you're ranking above Mars as well. I know I saw the post in your Facebook group. Was it last week?
Yeah, it was a week or two ago. Yeah,
it's awesome.
I put it in SEMrush and found that I actually started ranking there about 3.5 weeks ago from the time of recording.
as an aside, and this will be a fun one, do you ever find that your bank declined payments to SEMrush because they're based in Cyprus?
No, they haven't. Our
bank, for whatever reason, think that Cyprus is not such a good place for online payments, and every second payment gets declined to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why every second one?
I don't know. It's like they decide that everything's okay, and then they keep a mark on the system so that the next one might be okay, and then the next one's like, nope, declined. And it's just strange. I mean, it's let's name and shame them. HSBC.
That good old British banking institution, the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that. I must admit, we don't have. Although I had an issue over the weekend with Cloudways that said that they couldn't process my payment, and I have no idea why. So they gave me an option in the. Because it was covering some of the fees for client sites, so I was like, as soon as I got the email, I'm like, right, I'm dealing with this. And there was an option in the email to pay via PayPal, so I figured, well, they're covering the fees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's more than likely because a lot of what we buy, as British people, a lot of what we buy is in dollars. Sadly, funnel packs bills in dollars, I know that, but that's just because kind of the internet deals in dollars in our in our market areas. And so when we buy things in dollars, we also have to pay our extra bank fees. But sometimes our banks will block it just based on the fact that it's an overseas payment.
Yeah. Yeah. They're annoying when they're like that. It would be far easier if they'd send you an email or something that just says this has happened because of XYZ. But instead, you end up wasting half a day just trying to go through. And then you never ring somebody in England. It's always someone offshore that can't really speak English all that well.
I mean, it can be stressful, but I mean, the great thing is the fraud prevention lines are open 24 hours. So if you really just can't be bothered during the day, you can ring them at 2 a.m. and they'll still be able to help you out.
Yeah, this is true.
You can tell I've rung them a few times.
Yeah. Just let me order, damn SEM Rush. So, mate, that's great. For there'll be links to in the show notes to the different funnel packs. One thing that I did want to mention just before we sort of tie this up is you've gone for an interesting payment model. So this isn't you've not done a subscription thing. You've not done a lifetime license. You've kind of gone halfway house. So you can either buy one-off packs or you can buy a pack of 10. I think I've heard you mention online that at a later date you may offer a halfway house as a pack of 5. So what was the thought process on that? You know, why did you go down that route?
Sure. Well, I mean, the simplest answer at the very start of this, before I ramble on with it, is that everyone has a different need. So some people may only want to sell an SEO service. Some people may only want to sell a PPC service, or some people may only want to promote care plans. Mm-hmm. Not everyone wants to run sort of 20 funnel packs. So a couple of different things is, one, we wanted to make it easy so people could just sort of pick and choose what they want, kind of like a pick and mix type thing. Mm-hmm. So you like when you go into the candy store and you've got the big tubs of candy and you can choose the ones you want, and they weigh it and they charge you a fortune, especially in the cinema. That kind of thing. So you can choose what you want. That was our idea. It didn't really suit a subscription model, if I'm honest. I don't see it as being useful for people on a subscription. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. I mean, and also to because we're releasing every fortnight, the subscription payments might be quite high for what they're getting. So it was really a case of, I want people to pick something and to go and get that set up on their website, because like I said, inaction kills businesses. Inaction hurts your business if you don't take action to do something. So I wanted people to go and pick one, set it up on their business. Now, if they like it, they can come back and they can upgrade. We've had actually quite a few people upgrade to the founder offer because they found that the first, you know, 2 or 3 funnel packs they bought were awesome for their business. I love seeing someone post in our customer group and saying, I've just set up my funnel pack. And then like the next day they're like, oh my God, 3 people are signed up. It's like, you know, you're like, wow. And it's, I mean, obviously I know that this type of thing works, so I'm not sort of super surprised, but what I love is all of the excitement from people in the group, because it's already becoming kind of a mini community. We've got sort of over 100 customers. I think there's 95 in the Facebook group at the time of speaking, but mm-hmm. it's become a lovely group of people who some of which already know each other from Facebook groups online, but there's a camaraderie there that's really fun. It's a nice jovial atmosphere, and I really like that. So coming back to your pricing thing, and as I said, I would ramble. I feel it's important that people can choose what they want. And so if you just want to buy 1 or 2, that's absolutely fine. We do have the founder offer, and that was because Mel and I wanted to offer something really, really awesome. That's, you know, it's a launch offer. We want to give you the best price we can. Mm. You're supporting us with our launch, which obviously, you know, you need to do with any business that's starting up. You're helping to support our launch. You are technically pre-buying some of these packs because they're not all out yet.
Yep.
But we're giving you the benefits back in the lower price. We're giving you 10% off for future for anything else we do, and obviously a nice founder's t-shirt, which, you know, I would be wearing mine, and you wore yours yesterday. some people say, why aren't you doing a lifetime deal? And so, I mean, my answer to that, and I gave quite a long answer when someone asked me, but the simple answer to that is because you won't value what you're buying. You know, we've all gone on places, deal sites, where we might buy something for $49 or less. Sometimes maybe you might get a couple of codes, but the number of times people buy something from these deal sites, they're very much shiny objects. And yep. A lot of the time it will collect dust on your hard drive, or it'll be something that you'll log into once and you won't do anything with again. And if we had a lifetime deal where you pay $20 or $30 for a funnel pack, I can guarantee you right now, the vast majority of people wouldn't care about what they're buying. And, you know, as I said, my goal and Mel's goal with this is to help people. We want to help our peers. We want to help people that are in the same trenches as us and who are doing the same thing as us. We want to help you to grow your businesses. But the main thing, and this is my biggest, remember, my biggest goal in life is to improve mental health in some way. You know, I want to one day be able to do something that helps education for mental health in this country. I mean, we're going off on a tangent, so if it bothers anyone, but I want to somehow set up something that helps to teach better mental health in schools, because people of my generation, you know, our generation, Pete, people of the generation above us and the generation below us, we didn't get good a good sort of teaching on mental health as we grew up. We were never told it's okay not to be okay. We were never told that you know, it's okay to be different. We were never sort of, no one ever taught us properly how to deal with mental health. And so it was always things like, you know, you must always be happy, you know, and then people always sort of telling you off for feeling sad or telling you off for trying to tell a problem. And all that does is that just reinforces this through our lives. And so when we get to sort of 20, 30, 40, 50, it causes problems. And unfortunately, the biggest killer of men in our country in the UK under the age of 50 is suicide.
Yep.
And I want to do something about this. And if we can do something that helps at the level of children, then that's only going to help future generations. So that's our main goal. And I just want to help people now, and I don't want to get emotional about it, but that's literally what we're trying to do. So that's our goal. That's my big old life goal there, right there. So anyone listening, you know, I've already had about half a dozen people say, I want to get on board with that. And if we could do something, not just to change people in our industries, if we can do something to change people a bit more than that, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing that we could all do?
Yeah, no, you're dead right. And you know, speaking out in a place where there is a groundswell of self-employed people, that is a great place to start. Because I think one of the things that we can all relate to if we're running our own business is that loneliness feeling, particularly when it's kind of compounded by the fact that you know that you are responsible for your own income, and that if XYZ goes wrong, then actually this could be blown out of the water. So speaking to those people that kind of feel that there's a sense of vulnerability there, actually it's a really good place to sort of corral some strength, corral some support. And by working together, we can certainly make a big difference in that. And actually then it's not just, you know, I'm Matt and I want to make a difference here, but it's, look, I'm Matt, I work with this group of people, and together we want to make a change. And I think that's making a change at a practical level to do with approaching young people, but it's also making a change at a slightly higher level, because you're collecting a group of people together so that they feel supported from within themselves as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely spot on, mate. I mean, just to add as well, since I shared the story about my grandmother and sort of the mental health sort of going a bit screwy from there, on Kyle Van Dusen's sort of podcast on the 16th of April. Since then, 17 different people have sent me a message, and I've been counting this. And every time, it's a really emotional thing for me, because people are sharing stories that they've never shared before. They felt encouraged by something they've heard to be able to reach out, perhaps to someone they don't even know, as in me, and just to share something. And that the fact that we can get people talking shows that, I mean, what Mel and I are doing, we're not trying to sort of, you know, change the world in one second, but we've got an opportunity, and we all do here, to have a vehicle for change. And if we can get on this vehicle for change and make a difference, even if it's just to a dozen people, well, then we've achieved something that absolutely hits towards our goal.
Hey, you know what? Just changing it for one person is invaluable. That's the thing. It's not about the number. It's about making the difference, and that's the thing. So, mate, look, it's been totes a mosh. It's been a right laugh, and I've been waiting to talk to you for a while, and people like Lee Jackson and those sorts of people have got in front of me. But no, thank you for spending your time to come on the show. You're in the marketing development Facebook group, and I know we have a bit of a dig at Oliver sometimes, which is always good for a laugh. But yeah, if anybody wants to reach out to you, obviously I know you're in the group, but what's the best way for them to get in touch?
I mean, Facebook's a good place. If you want to tag me in the group, that's fine. Otherwise, you're more than welcome to send me an email. You can ping it over to support@funnelpacks.co. We'll do it. If you want to send it to me personally, matt@funnelpacks.co will do it as well. Please don't subscribe me to Cat Facts or any weird newsletters. But, you know, again, you know, if anyone wants to talk about anything, you're more than welcome. The one thing that I want to end with is that it's okay to not feel okay, and it's okay to talk about it. Like, reach out to people. Like, people love you more than you know.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful, beautiful. Cheers, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries, mate.
We'll speak again soon.
Cheers, mate.
Matt, thank you so much for your time. Matt is genuinely a top bloke, and he's very active in our Facebook group, which you can join at peteeverett.com/group. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/051. and in the show notes are links to all of the funnel packs that we've discussed, the funnel pack's main website, and within the new SEO funnel pack, we are delighted to say that our very own Demystifying SEO course is now one of the recommended tools. So if you want more information about the course, dive into funnel packs or head over to marketingdevelopment.academy. We'll see you next week.